Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now you're off for a couple of weeks after today, so you'll be excited to get away from the studio for a few weeks, get away from cricket maybe and just switch off. It's been all about cricket this long, hot summer, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. Even when you were on holiday, I still had to report cricket because the Ashes were on. So
I love a good stitch up, and I just want to test how much, you know, how much attention you've been paying when I've been talking cricket. I've got some cricket terms and terminologies and things just to see if you know exactly what it means. It's Australian slang. Some of it's a little bit complicated, but we'll see how we go. But
I know my cricket, mate. I'm no silly mid-on.
Of course you do. So let's take you back to the very start of the journey when we first, you know, were having that opening delivery of the summer.
What's happening in cricket, Hutsy?
Well, play my music, Brad. Come on, play my thing. There we go. Summer started like 8 days ago, but officially started
only three
today.
More months of this, everybody.
I know.
Strap
cricket
yourself in.
Absolutely everywhere, just to get you excited. Yeah, you've been putting up with that for quite a while now, a few months of cricket here, there and everywhere. So I have mentioned a couple of cricketing terms over the course of those months. So I want to see if you actually know what they mean. So I'm going to throw some cricket terms out there, and you've got to try and translate to what it means as best as you possibly can.
God, I thought the rapid antigen test was uncomfortable.
Strap yourself in, buddy.
Very invasive.
You're about to sport hard and learn a couple of things, champ, hopefully.
Okay,
for the first one here. Today, I took a Michelle Pfeiffer. What does that mean if I'm playing cricket and I'm saying I took a Michelle Pfeiffer today?
I've got no idea. I took a Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yep.
Someone whipped the ball at me real quick because she was Catwoman and she had a whip. Is that? I took a whip catch.
Let's find out.
I've seen some ridiculous things. That is right up in the top 10.
No, apparently.
Okay.
It means you took five wickets. A Michelle Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer. Gotcha.
Pfeiffer, whatever.
All right.
Yeah. Not a good start with the ball here. Let's get back to your mic. Let's go with the second one. So let's give the batsman a little bit of chin music. What does that mean?
Oh, that's when you like bowl it, but you make it bounce, so it's going to hit him in the head.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what a beauty. Absolute Bobby Dazzler.
Maybe look up that one for another day. Richie likes that one.
I only know that one because one of the guys at the Kamaruka Club threatened you with a bit of chin music once.
I wasn't out there long enough to get any. Number three, cow corner. What is cow corner?
Oh, geez.
Is it near Jilla where you got to stop for the cows to cross the road?
No, cow corner?
Yeah.
It's that doesn't even make sense because a cricket oval is an oval. There's no corners. I need
you to head out to cow corner. What do you, if I was to use it like that, what would you say?
I don't know. You're like out way off. You're like out in the far reaches of the cricket field. Is that?
You did it! Okay. It's the place where it's like, it's one step away from not being on the field. It's a place where they're probably not going to hit the ball. The grass may be a little bit ignored. And you may find some cows out there because you're picking grass out there.
Okay.
Not much is happening out there.
Sure. It's crazy.
All right. Number four. It's time for a field change. This guy's a Molly Duker. What does that mean?
Oh, now Pfeiffer was a fiver. So Molly Duker means this guy's a puker.
He's a puker.
I don't know. Is this related to David Boone breaking that tinny record? I don't know.
Maybe. Let's find out.
I've seen some ridiculous things. That is right up in the top 10.
Sorry, it's Richard. A left-hander.
What?
A Molly Duke is a left-hander.
Right.
It's a very strange one, isn't it?
Wouldn't you say he's a deft panner or something? where's the rhyming slang on that one?
There was a time, I think, in cricket and other sports, left-handers were banned from the game.
Is that right? Wow.
That's how much they hated left-handers. Everyone hates it because everyone sets the field for right-hand, and all of a sudden, if the other person gets off strike, the left-hander's on strike, everyone's got to move their fielding position. You always get someone that forgets to change, and they're completely in the wrong spot. It is quite a pain in the bum. I wish we could still ban left-handers just quietly. Question number five. Hey, skipper, where am I batting today? You're at sticks today. What does that mean? What's sticks? If someone's batting at sticks, what would you say that is?
You're like right in front of the wicket because they're sticks. So you're in front of the main wicket, not the backup wicket.
I've seen some ridiculous things.
My friend, that sticks is number 11.
Right up in the top 10.
Wouldn't it be legs for legs 11?
Yeah, you'd think so. We've got one final one which has made its way in there. You haven't gone too well so far. And in cricketing terms, what's a hutsy? What does that mean?
That means you're not even, you're like the 12th man, you're running drinks, you're not even on the pitch?
Just about. Bats nine and doesn't bowl.
All right. Okay.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good.
Excellent.
Cobago's been doing a lot of celebrating recently. You had the show on just a couple of weekends ago, and now celebrate Cobago this afternoon. What's this all about?
Yeah, the show was fantastic to start with.
I've heard a lot of good reports about the show.
Absolutely tremendous. It was a great effort by everybody there and everybody that went as well. But this afternoon we've got Celebrate Cobago, which is run by the Cobago Tourist and Business Association, and also Fire Up Oz, Rotary, Pambula and Social Justice Advocacy Services. They're all coming together and we're going to have live music, open mic, we'll have stalls, Fire Brigade coming in doing some cooking, Scouts. They'll be doing a dunking.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure whether the rain's going to hit us or not, but I hope.
We'll see how that one goes.
Might make the actual dunking a bit superfluous if everyone's soaked already.
Yeah, we had a great time last time with the dunking. You know, all the business owners actually got into the day and they also got dunked as well. So it was quite good. It was great.
Very nice. And you've got a gallery set up there as well to display some artworks?
Yes, we do. We've got a couple of galleries open where you can come in and have a look, and a lot of local artists are showing their goods and chattels there, and you can buy them. A couple of coffee shops open. There's lots of food venues. The butcher will be open and he'll be doing sausage sizzle. We've got a lot of giveaways as well. A lot of the businesses have donated some giveaways. The general store in Cobago, Cobago Farm, Working Dog Bakery, they're doing a giveaway.
Oh,
love that place.
You've just piqued Hutsy's interest. Yeah. That's one of his favourite bakeries to visit on his way through Cobago.
Yeah, they do great pies, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, the United Service Station is donating a prize as well.
Beautiful. You're closing down the main street of Cobago, so where's the best place for him to park?
Right in the centre, just between Hayden House and the Cobago Doctors, the pod will be set up, so that will be blocked off. So they can park on the northern end of the Cobago Co-op or around in Bermagui Road.
And, of course, it all starts 4:30. And I know, you know, like we said earlier, the Cobago show was a huge success. I think after the past couple of years, everyone knowing what Cobago went through, not only with the terrible bushfires, but COVID as well, I think everyone's really sort of like just throwing their support behind Cobago, and the town's getting back on its feet. But, you know, a day like this, it's important to get everyone out, isn't it?
Absolutely, Brad and Huffy. It's, you know, very important that everybody unites and just has some fun. And that's what we're after. We normally celebrate the Cobago. It used to be Light Up Cobago in December, but the COVID, everything that we've planned over the last 2 years had to put on hold. So rain, hail or shine, we go ahead this afternoon.
Do not miss out. Get there early. Knock off early.
Yeah.
And get there this afternoon. 4:30 is when Celebrate Cobago starts, right in the main street of town. Janet, thanks so much for chatting this morning and good luck with the this afternoon's festivities.
Thank you so much, Brad and Hutsy. You take care and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Power
FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Space talk. Yeah, it's been a while. Time to talk about all things space, but this one is pretty damn exciting for space enthusiasts in Australia, like myself, because our country is going to aim to send an astronaut into space for the first time in our history.
What?
Yeah. Yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled a new $65 million plan to invest money into ASA, which is the Australian Space Agency. I know, we do have a space agency. You might be surprised. And of course, it's based where else but Adelaide.
Like, we've got to give them something.
When you think space, think Adelaide. So far, just 3 Aussies have ever made it into space. So they're hoping to develop an Australian astronaut program so we can have astronauts.
Whoa!
Which would be so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are probably past the point of no return when it comes to being an astronaut. But, you know, future generations, kids listening right now. Yes, you can dream of being an astronaut race car driver like I did as a kid. But my dream never came true. Never will.
I just hope they take it seriously. We don't see Aussies in pluggers in space, and you know what I mean, with the Akubra and the dryers.
No, I think they'll require a bit more equipment than that. You know, when I first heard that, you know, ASA was looking for recruits, I'm like, well, maybe they can turn it into a reality show like SAS Australia. You know, that's what they've done.
Why not?
You just have Aunt Milton screaming at future astronauts trying to learn how to use the breathing apparatus.
You should be sucking that air in through your hole.
Yeah, that'd help weed out the weak astronauts, think. The hope is to triple the size of Australia's space industry by 2030 and then probably shut the whole thing down by 2040 like they did with Australia's car industry. That's usually how it goes with Australian-made things. They're going to co-invest $32 million into the development of three new spaceports or launch sites in Australia. You always hear about Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
We could be hearing about, I don't know, Cape Wagga Wagga or something. I don't know where they're planning to build these things. But ScoMo, throwing the money around, clearly an election year.
I recommend probably Nimbin. A lot of people in there are spaced out anyway.
Already pretty high in the atmosphere. So ScoMo yesterday going like, it isn't rocket science. It's like, yeah, but you're the guy that couldn't figure out how to use a welding mask the other day. Doing some welding. Over the past year, most of the focus on sort of space exploration has been led by billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. So I don't know if our own billionaires are getting behind this. I don't know if Clive Palmer's planning to become one of Australia's first astronauts, but if he is, we better order some extra thrusters now, I think. You might need a bit of help breaking the atmosphere.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.